Beis Tanya for the 9th of Sivan is in Perek Bey, the Shara Yuchad Vemuna. In the English Tanya, it's on page 292. The line begins with Briyas Yeshmaim. The Alter Rebbe has explained that in Kriyas Yamsuf, where the wind split the waters and caused the water to stand like a wall, that behavior in the water was totally dependent on the wind that brought that behavior, because it is not within the water itself to behave that way. And so it is the properties of the wind that creates that behavior and not the properties of the water. So as long as the wind is there with its properties, the water behaves like a wall, but as soon as the wind is not there, the water returns to its own behavior, to its properties, and again flows downward, even though the nature of flowing is secondary to the water, not essential, because a physical substance can exist without having that nature, the fluid nature. So how much more so in a creation out of nothing, which is above nature, and a greater wonder than the splitting of the sea, alachas kama v'kama, shebehistalkos keyach abeira min hanivrachas v'shalom, then it is certain that if the power of the Creator was removed from the creation, God forbid, Yoshuv Hanivra La'ayin Ve'efes Mamish, the creation would return to total nothingness. Ela Tzorichli Yeskeya Chapeil Benifal Tomid L'Hachayes Elokaimei, but there needs to be a constant effect of the cause in the result. The cause has to constantly be active in the effect to give life and existence to the creation, the hein, and what is this cause? The cause is b'chinas esiyes hadibra me'asara maimaris, the faculty of speech, the attribute of speech that were expressed in the 10 utterances shebehem nivru, with which the world was created in the 6 days of creation. Ve'alzeh ne'mar, and concerning this we say, v'ata machaye es kulom, you give life to all, al tikra machaye ela mahavet. And the word machaye, which means give life, can also carry the meaning of mahave, of giving existence. And that the two really come together in one word, dahainu yesh me'ayin. Mahave means bringing into existence out of nothingness. Machaye means giving life. But really they are connected and related, because God not only creates and gives existence, but he also creates in the sense of giving form and substance, a conceptual existence to creation. The ato, and why does it say ato mechaye, which means you give life, you create. Ato him b'chinas ha'esiyes me'alev atof. The word ato contains the letters aleph tof, which means all the alphabet from the first letter aleph to the last letter tof, the 22 letters. Ve'ha'hei, hi hei meitzois ha'peh. And the hei of the word ata is a reference to the 5 tools of articulation: the mouth, the tongue, the lips, the teeth, the palate. There are 5 tools with which words and letters are formed. So the hey represents the faculty of speech. So we have the letters of speech from aleph to tuf, and the faculty of speech represented by the 5 tools of articulation, which is mokir ha'esiyes. This faculty of speech is the origin of the letters, where the letters are formed. Av she'en ledmus haguf, and although God doesn't have a physical body, what do we mean by the tools of articulation in reference to God? Yet hare mikra moli dibra kosuv, we find an explicit statement in Torah, vayedaber Hashem vayemer Hashem, God spoke, God said, vehi b'chinas hizgalus achov bezeis yisul yeneis v'neviyim u'mislapshes b'sichlam v'hasagosam b'mara ha'nevuah v'gam b'machshavtam v'dibura. What do we mean when we say God speaks? It means God reveals the 22 letters, through the 22 letters, God reveals himself to the prophets and clothes himself in their understanding and in their vision in the prophecy, and also in their thought and in their speech. The pasuk says, the Navi says, the Spirit of God spoke in me, and his words are on my tongue, that when the Navi speaks, they are, those words are the words of God, the combination of letters that reveal God's message, God's will. Okay, just as speech is a revelation of what one thinks and wants and feels to another person, the same way when we say God spoke, we mean that he made his will or his thoughts known through 22 letters and symbols. Just as we speak and make ourselves known through these letters. Okay, Einze, he is slapshus aesius bebrium, and in a similar way, just as God makes himself known to prophets through speech, he also influences creation through speech, through being clothed in the letters with which he creates, kedukhsiv bedvar Hashem shamayim nasu uvruach piv kol tzavam, with the word of God the heavens were made, and with the breath of his mouth all their hosts. The difference is that when God speaks to the prophet, it is more direct. God's word is on my tongue, the prophet says. But in creation, the word gets concealed and clothed in many chain through the chain of levels. Until it's reduced to a physical object. Whereas the communication to the prophet is the letters as they exist in Atzilus and are clothed in the world of Bria. But it doesn't come down through the entire chain of worlds until it becomes a physical object. So it's communication, a concept, an idea, a message to the Navi, and not a physical object. Whereas in creation, the same letters devolve even further until the world of Asiya, and in the world of Asiya, the world of action, they become a physical object. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 9th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes, "A develt das hob taras ha'avir." What the world needs is purification of the air, of the atmosphere. Taras ha'avir is nor duch esiyas ha'Torah, and cleaning the air, purifying the air, is only through the letters of Torah. The esiyas shebe'Torah zayin nashmira klolis unashmira protis. The letters of Torah offer a general protection and a specific individual protection. Chalukas hashita sidve mishnah bal peh, dividing up the study of the Mishnah, memorizing Mishnah by heart, is al belechtecha baderech dikeh. It is intended to be a portable mitzvah, a mitzvah you take with you wherever you go. The Mishnah Mishnayis was menvet chazern vum menvet zayin. In Vosfar HaPlatz Menved Zayin, the Mishnah that we will review, having memorized it by heart, that we will review wherever we might be, at whatever time, that Baleichten Di Verbindung von Yisrael mit Kutsche Bricho will make clear, will make obvious the connection and the relationship between Jews and God. That's cleaning the air. Mishnah is Asiyas Neshama. The word Mishnah has the same letters as the word Neshama. Es ze yeshve to gefen in the vert is to drink and them grest and tayelis, bez es Hashem yizbarech. It is difficult to find the right words to express the greatest benefit with God's help that comes in the shmira klolis and the shmira pratis, in the general protection. And the individual protection was the keseder dikechazer mishnayis that bez es Hashem yizbarech bringin, which will come as a result of the continued reviewing of Mishnah by heart. when a fell made the verte to beschreiben dem Gresen Nachas Ruach, and we are lacking the words with which to describe the great pleasure that God has, was men that beschaffen dem Beide Elam Baruchu, which we will cause for God through this continuous rehearsal or reviewing of the Mishnah.